Chulamar Dairy sits in picturesque farmland dotted by red barns, blue silos, and the spires of 19th century churches. But it's not a traditional Wisconsin dairy farm. Its long, modern, steel-sided sheds house 750 cows, more than 10 times the size of an average Wisconsin dairy herd. Dean Dornick, his son, and another partner built Chulamar Dairy 5 years ago. Now they want to build another facility like it to more than double the size of their operation. Dornick says in the Wisconsin dairy industry of today, getting big is the only way of surviving.
Presently, there's something like 18 to 20,000 dairymen in Wisconsin. And in California, there are more cows in California than there are in Wisconsin now. And there's 2,000 dairymen. If you look at the average herd size in California, something like 3,000 cows per dairyman. And that's our competition. That's what we have to compete against.
Dornick says the proposed new dairy is only one phase in his and his partner's long-term survival plans. In the next 15 or 20 years, they hope to increase their dairy herd to 5,000 cows, big even by California standards. Dornick knows he's bucking Wisconsin's tradition of small family farms, but he says he has no other choice.
Well, look around here. There's barns standing empty all around the countryside here. No cows in them anymore. If a young fellow wanted to operate a 60-cow dairy in Wisconsin, it would be the ideal place to do it because there's all kinds of facilities standing empty. Nobody wants to do it anymore. It's long hours. It's hard work. Very little return for your effort.
And how come you want to do it?
Well, because we have a plan on how we're going to survive.
Carrying out that plan hasn't always been easy. Dornick says when he and his partners built Chulamar Dairy 5 years ago, opponents raised many of the same objections they're raising now. He says Chulamar Dairy, like the planned new expansion, is close to the Rush River, but it hasn't killed fish, dried up local wells, or polluted the groundwater, and he says the new barn won't either.
Your other question was, do we expect to build there? Yes, we do. We plan to build the dairy there someday. I truly believe that science will win out, that emotions won't be a part of the decision by the administrators that are going to make the decision on whether we're going to be allowed to build or not. And the science all says that this is a valid site to build.
The clear spring-fed waters of the Rush River near Martell flow through a steep valley, past limestone cliffs and slopes covered with wildflowers. On a spring afternoon, Dale Brathall and his son Dane have come to catch a few of the river's brown, rainbow, and brook trout.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice fish in this river. Ooh, beauties. Awfully big fish. Down river down here, and there's a few holes that I've seen some fish in there that didn't tell very many people about.
That must be down by the Adams Hole.
Yeah.
Is it down?
Down in that neighborhood.
Even though it's a weekday and it's raining, there are people fishing all up and down the river. Brathall is chatting with Harold Fosmo, one of the founders of a local sportsman's club that has been working for 25 years on restoring the Rush. Fosmo worries pollution from the proposed dairy farm could undo all those years of work. The farm's manure storage lagoons would be built on a dry run leading to the river in an area subject to flash floods. Fosmo can picture a flood overtopping the lagoon walls and washing millions of gallons of manure into the stream.
Well, if that happened, it would kill all the fish in there from there on down, which is the majority of the trout stream, and it would take at least probably a decade to even start to get the trout stream back to what it is right now.
Yes, I call a special town meeting to order.
Later that evening, more than 50 of the township's 900 residents gather in the township hall, a former one-room schoolhouse a stone's throw from the river. The vast majority of those who stand up and speak oppose the dairy. Many say they're not against agriculture, just the location of this particular farm. One speaker says any manure lagoons in the area will have to be built with great care, since most of Martell Township is underlain by cracked limestone bedrock with direct connections to the groundwater. Dan Knudsen stands up and reads a prepared speech urging the township to take action, then holds up a boombox.
friend of mine's in the music business heard about our situation. She did a recording of it.
Save the rock.
As opposition to the proposed dairy builds, Martell Township is considering an ordinance that would effectively prohibit large livestock facilities. Whether or not the township passes such an ordinance, the project must still meet Wisconsin environmental standards and local zoning codes. County zoning law prohibits potential threats to groundwater. Last month, the engineering firm hired to design manure storage for the Dornick's new dairy found cracks in the limestone bedrock underlying the specific site proposed for the lagoons. But Dean Dornick says he will continue to survey the same parcel of land to try to find a spot where the bedrock is not cracked and the lagoons can be built. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.